Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. February brings a lot of things to Milwaukee. It's the start of Black History Month, of course, and then there's Valentine's Day, Mardi Gras, or Pachki Day. And then there's even President's Day, as mattress store commercials are quick to remind us. And in honor of at least some of these holidays, this month's Five Things to Do in Milwaukee has us celebrating in some unique ways. Anna Martinez-Ortiz is a community engagement reporter for the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. That service joins us each month to talk about community events that are happening in Milwaukee's central city neighborhoods. Martinez-Ortiz joins Lake Effect's Joy Powers in the studio.
February is a lot of different things, of course, in the city of Milwaukee. All of your events, to some extent, pay homage to the various holidays and celebrations that we have in February. And we start with actually something that starts today, MPS's Black Lives Matter Week of Action. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Right. So I think we all know that the Black Lives Matter movement began a few years ago. And so I think this is MPS's way of making really a conscious effort to celebrate that movement and to keep it going. So they're going to have events going all next week, and they're free and open to the public, though they do ask that people register just so they can kind of determine how much space is available. Like, there's a screening of Push Out the Criminalization of Black Girls in School. So if you really want to see that, registering for that event would kind of guarantee you a seat, more so some of the other events you might just be able to show up. There's also going to be Rufus King Middle School is hosting an open mic night and a poetry night. So, I mean, something like that, you might just be able to show up and hopefully get a seat. But again, it really just depends. It's going to be a lot of discussions and conversations about, you know, what Black Lives Matter means and how it plays out in Milwaukee.
So what kinds of events will there be?
I know there's going to be a conversation, an intergenerational conversation, you know, older folks and younger folks kind of getting together and discussing their lives and, you know, what the movement means for them and what it's going to mean going forward. But I think it's mostly about having that conversation and opening the floor to all of Milwaukee to come and participate.
Okay. So the next event, it's, again, kind of a month-long series of events from Black Lens Milwaukee. Can you tell us about some of those?
Yeah. So Black Lens Milwaukee is a part of the Milwaukee Film Festival. It's kind of like a subgroup within the program, but it specifically focuses on Black filmmakers and films that are starring Black protagonists. This month, actually, it's pretty cool because they're doing a focus on Black female filmmakers throughout the country. So they're going to do one event is called Black Women Behind the Lens. And they're going to have some special guests, and they're also going to be screening some of their short films that these women have made. And then there's another one that's both sides of the lens, so it's going to be looking at films by Black women that are also starring Black women. It's a great experience and very cool. I think short films can be a lot of fun because, you know, they're only 5 to 20 minutes long, and so you don't know what's going to happen, but it's usually a great story. And they're also going to be screening Love and Basketball, which is a classic film. And again, a lot of these events you have to register for or maybe buy a ticket. Some of them are free, but just paying attention to that.
So are all of the events inside of this month screenings of different kinds?
Some of them are screenings. Some of them are just conversations. Some of them are both. But it's just really looking at Black women in film and in this world of cinematography.
The next event is actually a festival that I believe is a yearly kind of thing from Latino Arts.
Yeah, so this would be the 7th annual festival, I believe. And it's the Latino Arts String Program Guitar Festival. Latino Arts began this program, the strings program, in 2002. And it was a way to engage Latinx students with music so they get a chance to, you know, play a musical instrument, learn how to read music, and have that, like, team bonding if they happen to be in a band. And so I know a couple weeks ago during Milwaukee Museum Week, the program was able to play at the Pabst Mansion, and so now they're having their concert. So it's going to be a competition for the youth to, you know, show off their skill and maybe win some prizes. And there's going to be a workshop for people who are interested in learning some classical guitar and more about it. And a lot more. There's going to be performances by Alina Chekin and Rafael Padron. They're both really well known in the guitar world. They've performed at international festivals. So I think that's going to be really exciting for people to see local talent and then some international talent too. This one, actually, just to note, is not free. Tickets cost $10 for adults and $8 for students.
Alrighty, so of course, February is also when we have Valentine's Day, and I think this next event really pays homage to that.
Yes, this next event is the Father-Daughter Dance, and it's hosted by Milwaukee Recreation and the Milwaukee Fatherhood Initiative, and the Social Development Commission also helps out. It's their annual Daddy-Daughter Dance, and it's just a great opportunity for fathers to bond with their daughters. And it's the day after Valentine's Day, so, you know, if you want to go on that date, go ahead, and then the next day you can spend with your kids. And then this one has two options. You can do the dinner and dance, so you will pay a little bit more. And then you also have the option to do just the dance only. This one, I was told the other day that tickets kind of sell out quickly, so if people are interested, to definitely look at it.
So where is it going to be?
It's going to be at the North Division Community Center from 5 to 8 p.m., and all ages are welcome to attend.
So our last event, to me, sounds a little romantic, but also incredibly cold.
That was my thought, too. When I first saw it, the candlelight hike with the Urban Ecology Center, but I was like, you know, it is Wisconsin. People know to bundle up. But yeah, so the Urban Ecology Center is hosting an urban candlelight hike. The hike is going to take place along the Hank Aaron State Trail in Three Bridges Park from 5:30 to 8:30. And it's only 2 miles long, so I say only, but you know, I think once you're walking and you see the beauty of it, it won't be that bad. And there's going to be the option of campfires and marshmallow roasting and a lot of fun. So the hike itself is free. And then if you want to participate in some of the other events, such as, you know, if you want to have a cup of hot chocolate or marshmallow to roast around the campfire, you will have to purchase the Fun Pass. And then that Fun Pass will get you access to a lot more of the other activities. But I think this is a great opportunity to kind of meet with other community members and maybe engage with people that you normally wouldn't. Hiking can be kind of solitary, so it's a good opportunity to go out there and meet people.
And get some level of exercise during the winter.
Yeah, exactly. And I, you know, it gets dark so quickly. I don't think people like going outside, but, you know, it's a good opportunity to go out and there's going to be candles. It's going to be, I think, quite the sight.
All right. Well, Anna, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Thanks for having me.
Anna Martinez-Ortiz is a community engagement reporter for the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. She spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers. You can find links to all of the events they talked about at wuwm.com.